Welcome to the Connect Show. Yay.
A lot of these stories are kind of weird. We're just racist and feet and throw up, you know, just some Taco Bell, just some.
A little bit of everything. That's why when people ask me what, they're like, well, what kind of stories do you cover on the show? I'm like, it varies because there is no.
Very much. We went from this poor little boy being forced to eat his dog to your feet size, to your feet shape. So.
There's always never a dull moment. That's why I'm putting in the description box when this gets posted on the different platforms. Never a dull moment here on the Connect Show.
Never, because that's insane.
Well, with that being said, I am Sapphire, kissing him softly. McLovin.
I was kidding. Is it my turn?
Yes.
I'm Nunu.
I'm Nunu. All right. And this is the Connect Show. Don't forget to follow us.
Follow on Instagram, Twitter, and on Snapchat, get them on Facebook.
Word.
YouTube.
Uh-huh.
Think that's it. TikTok. I did best.
And we're also on Roku under the Empowerment Divas Network, also known as EDN. So let us continue.
There's more.
Yes, there's more. Are you not entertained? Is that not why you?
Is it the gladiator?
Very good. Look at you.
Hooray!
Hooray! All right. So. Now that we've gone over our foot, this is just a public service announcement. As we're winding down from the 4th, people are still going to have fireworks. People. There was a gentleman in his 50s, and I got to see where exactly he's located. Trying to see what's going on with the firework, puts it up to his face. Flat out. It's like a cartoon. Then goes to the hospital. Don't put fireworks to your face. It wasn't coming. It wasn't coming out, I guess. And he was trying to look and see what was going on with it. And it exploded in his face. And it's like, come on, bruh. Come on. Like, there's no reason to ever put your eye close to certain things. A firework is one of them. A gun is another.
If it's not working, just get a different firework. We ain't gotta.
Just toss it. Because then it would have went kabow. And don't even toss it into the house or near a car. Be in a field.
Is it like really bad damage to him or like?
Oh, yeah. It blew up in his face. He ended up in the hospital.
Yeah, I know you said he ended up in the hospital. I just meant like, what were his injuries?
Oh, well, oh, he was in Illinois. He purchased some commercially rated fireworks at that. Detonating them, one didn't discharge. He looks into the tube, it ignites, exploding in his face, major injuries to his head, found him in and out of consciousness. He's in critical condition.
From fireworks.
Yeah, 120 people hospitalized with firework injuries last year in Illinois in July. Come on, y'all. I just need y'all to be more careful with how y'all work the fireworks.
Just in Illinois, too. Like, Imagine all over the US how many of us are going crazy over these fireworks.
Oh no, it's a lot of us. That's what I'm saying. That's bananas.
When the fourth happened, outside sounded like World War II.
Always. But that's just bananas that I just really couldn't believe that he put it up to his face. I'm just saying. Let's get into some movies, Nunu.
Hooray.
Hooray. Uh-oh. Oh, I got things going on. My bad. So, did you see Avatar: Way of the Water?
Yes.
What do you think?
I loved it. I liked Avatar when I was younger, so I didn't love it as much as I saw some people on TikTok loving on it, but I loved it. I loved it.
So, I ended up watching it for the first time recently. And I enjoyed it. It was, plenty of action, lots of action.
Once. I love water too. So I love swimming in water.
Oh, yeah. And it was cool, the animals. First of all, it didn't even occur to me until I was watching this that they had other of these beings on this planet.
Me too. But the like when I was younger, I didn't realize how freaky dinky the connection thing was where they like take the thing, the ring.
The tail, it
Yeah,
connected.
they
But
nasty. It's all wriggly.
the thing is, they do it with animals as well.
That's what I'm saying. Like that just looked nasty. Like it's like ew. Ew.
Well, they have to connect on us on a certain biological
Y'all
level.
can't talk it out. Y'all can't pet. We gotta wriggle and see each other's earlobes or whatever we do. I don't know what's
Whatever
going on.
that thing is.
That's just nasty.
But then the other weird thing too is they do the same thing with each other to reproduce. That's where
That's
it gets hanky. Because
it's
it's like, okay, you're doing that with each other to have babies and
that's what I'm saying. Like
animals.
that's y'all getting a little too intimate with everything. Y'all need to themselves. Y'all look too weird out here. That's the only thing I don't like about it. It's
Well,
weird.
I did, like I said, I didn't realize there was another group of people, these water people.
Those people, I'd rather be those people than these little long-tailed freaks. Because those
They had
people,
them too.
it's different because they can swim well and they got a lighter blue color, which I like. It was cute.
Well, I just
And you
saw
saw
that.
huts, those little cute huts that they were staying on over the water. That was cute. Like,
They
oh
were
my.
cute. But it was funny when they're like,
Oh.
but if you haven't seen, for the viewers and listeners, if you haven't seen Avatar: The Way of the Water, it's worth a look at. It was definitely entertaining. Long. It was very long.
Yeah, it was. How long was it?
Oh, it was like 3 hours.
Yeah, like I felt like I was in there for a good minute.
Yeah.
It paid really well, though. I mean,
Yeah, I mean, it works out because of all the action. And then it came out in December. So it's like, you're probably inside somewhere anyway. But it worked out. You know what I mean? In the end, you were happy to see. There's some twists I'm not going to get into that was like, see that coming? Kind of hit the heart of it. Kind of made me laugh.
That I just made me remember Spider. That's not even a spoiler. The spot. He did not need to be that movie. I'm gonna just keep it up with you right now. Like, he was not necessary.
He wasn't, and he ended up kind of being a sellout. So I don't know. Let's just move on.
Yeah, because now I'm gonna get mad again. Even the whole movie, so unnecessary.
Yeah. because then he was a sellout, and you like you've been with these people every day, and that's what you chose to do. Jason Momoa,
Okay,
brave.
watch this.
This is also another action-packed movie. I mean, I haven't seen Jason Momoa in anything that was like romantic. So you
He's
know it's
not,
probably,
yes, he's not built for romance. He's built like a bear. That's for a movie. That is not for a little sweet romance. He's
a muscular man.
that's all I'm saying. That's weird. He's like, oh.
He's just muscular. Just he everything he needs to be. But the only thing I wasn't feeling about this is he didn't let his hair down like how he did when he was in the water movie.
That's what you was worried about. For real.
Like, we gonna let this hair loose though. Shaky. He basically had it in that ponytail most of the time, but I'll take the vibrating muscles under the clothes. Anyway, it was an action-packed movie. It was pretty good. The thing I like about this movie is that the whole family stepped in. Everybody, grandpa,
Grandfather, damn, they got.
the little kid, mom, everybody took a part in what was going down in this movie. So obviously he's the main character, but it turned out to be a pretty decent movie. And it wasn't one of those. I hate when movies start off very over the top with the love. And then when disaster strike, it just strike, 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 strike. Like,
Like
come on. Like Emu.
Demon Slayer.
That was a little different, but yes, along those lines. Because it was like, don't leave us, brother. Stay. You know, I can't. I gotta get this charcoal. Everybody die. You know, that one of those situations. So, yeah. It didn't start off over the top with the love. It was just kind of like, I fool with you. I fool with you. Love. Disaster. And then, you know. But he didn't let his hair down. This was another good one.
Didn't watch that one either. Why do all the characters in these, like, we watched the slasher on Netflix, right? They all have this super fat knife. Look at the size of
To
that.
get the job done, you can't come in with a little skinny steak knife. You got to come in with a fillet of fish knife.
I'm playing with a butter knife.
You can't
I'm
get
a pro,
anything. You
y'all. This is easy work with me, butter knife.
do you know how hard that would be to get somebody to go through? Oh, that's what you're doing? That's what you're gonna do? Like you cutting bread?
They're gonna be like, this is gonna take a while.
Yeah. So like they're gonna sit there for that. Ow, ooh, ow, stop. Ooh, no, don't. A butter knife though. Like, come on. Yeah.
I mean, but like, not to get super gory, but a good butter knife up the eye does the trick. And it's not gonna take too long. So that all I'm saying is a butter knife.
But you gotta get to the eye.
Okay, I'm not a murderer. See, clearly I'm not a murderer because I don't know how to use
So, and
weapons.
this wasn't even, there were some other things that were going on in the home, which made other things take place. What I will say though is it didn't start off. The plot twist is bananas. That's all I can say. No, definitely. Because when you find out, like for real, what happened, you like, ooh. So then it makes everything else in the movie, you like, I don't even know how I felt. The plot twist is bananas. That's all I can say. So if you're gonna watch this movie, just know. It's gonna get you there. It was a slow buildup for me at first. So I just was kind of like, eh. But then as it moved on, yeah.
That's a like shows and movies, if it starts out slow, 9 times out of 10, I'm not even gonna stay to finish it because I cannot start on these slow starts.
But I'm telling you, sometimes it's worth it. Like, this was worth it. It was definitely worth it. Like, as it started to build up in the middle and then hit the climax at the very end, like, it was worth
Here he go. Uh-oh. What did he do now?
it. And this isn't even the other one. I was like, how many of y'all are dying y'all hair?
This isn't whatever his name
Six
was.
nine X nine. That's not even him. That's somebody else.
Look like cousin. What is y'all with these freaky dinky rainbow colors?
I don't know. And y'all like the same complexion.
Yeah, you got the same little face tattoos going on, whatever. He just, okay, do what you gotta do, I guess, if I'm ugly, lost your head. Let me shut up because I'm sure he's gang affiliated.
Anyway, that is Little Pump.
Oh, I know him.
The only reason I put this up, really, I was just being a jerk because I was like, he said more people love him than hate him. And I feel like people just say whatever. But I just thought it was so funny that he said that he about to retire from rap. I'm finna go be an astronaut. And I was like, what kind of drugs do they give y'all? Seriously.
He said, finna go be an astronaut. They're not even gonna let you into NASA.
That's
The
why
NASA
people
building.
just say things just to say them, because there's no way that he could have been serious at
I'm
all.
gonna be an astronaut. NASA
It
gonna be
just
like,
sounded
what?
so drug induced. I was like, okay, let me just go ahead and say something about it. Because
It's
that
NASA.
was.
It's NASA. Or whoever you were. It's NASA. They gonna be like, funna. We don't say that here.
Yeah, we don't even say finna.
Because
Oh, finna. Anyway, let me just move on. That's
okay,
Lil Nas X.
X, what he do?
He didn't do anything. It's what was done to him, which I was like, this actually should be part of my You Can't Make This issue. Because he was at a concert, and I don't even think this was in America. He was at a concert, and sometimes people throw stuff on stage.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he was in Stockholm. They throw stuff. Panties, whatnot. Like the baby said about somebody's injury one time, like, why would you throw your phone? ASAP Rocky got hit in the phone with a phone too. But they actually threw a vaginal sex toy at Little Nas X.
And what he finna do with that? He is gay. What he finna do with that? He might as well throw it right back at you. Because he finna do nothing with that. He not gonna do he not
He'll be
even
like, ew.
right. He be like, It's Lil Nas, y'all so for real. Were they trying to say something with that? Like,
I
fix
don't know. But he knew immediately what it was. He was like, who threw their pee on stage?
you had to buy that. Either you took that from your home or you bought that just for this occasion.
I mean, because you packed a rubber cooch and came to a concert and said, guess what? Here's the cooch for you.
What I could see any street rapper maybe as a joke. What is he gonna do with
I don't know. Just ha ha himself.
that? I guess.
He gonna be like, it's a coach.
Like, hee hee.
I don't do those, but
I don't do those.
not really my forte. But yeah, somebody threw a coach.
People, man. I mean, there's so many people in the world, and I still, yeah, I'm shocked every day what this human race has to offer. Just, I'm at a loss for words. I really am. Like, I wake up thinking, you know, this little bubble. Everybody's got some creative things going on, sure, but we're all the same a little bit. You go on the internet, you learn different.
Oh yeah.
We throw in plastic sex toys at gay people
On stage.
on stage for the fun of it. You go.
Why not? Here, just
We
let's
wish
go here.
we
Now my question is, I mean, if you go get something thrown, would you prefer that or the man part instead?
Ew, I don't want it either. How about you throw me a croissant?
Like blah, blah, I mean, I'm just saying.
That's so goofy. Goofy. You made the noise and everything. We are so immature.
I mean, listen, if that little dude can say, I'm finna go be an astronaut, then I can make jokes about the
Gotta
things that are thrown on stage.
be no type of nothing acting like that. So I don't know what you're talking about. I got no clue what you're on about. I
I'm
know
finna.
he's on, but I don't know what he's on about.
Astronaut. I mean, they did send a monkey up there.
I mean, yeah, but even the monkey has some training. The monkey wouldn't be an astronaut. He's kind of forced into that, so.
Yeah, which now I think about it, is that really cool for the
No. The monkey ain't got no idea what's going on.
monkey?
This is supposed to be a jungles and stuff. You got to come up here in space.
Hidden button.
Like, how is the monkey supposed to react to that?
I'm trying to remember why y'all sent a monkey and not a person anyway.
They've sent a lot of stuff up there just to be sending stuff up there. Having fun.
Let's see if we can get this monkey.
I
Go
usually,
ahead.
because there might be some little kids in there or something. If y'all just be throwing up anything up there, his veins.
Really?
Yeah. Monkeys, cats. I think they put a cat up there or a dog. Either one of those, and
I
it
think
died.
it was a dog or something. They never discussed it, so things probably went awry once it got up there.
You got crispied. You got crispified the dog. So I'm really thinking there's some kids up in there in that laboratory.
Oh no, don't do that. But wait, it wait, so it caught on fire? The dog caught on fire?
I read the story a long time ago, so I could be wrong with that, but I'm pretty sure I love crispy.
Let me look up what happened to the dog that was sent out into it.
I'm gonna send Reuben up to space.
Several Russians that Laika survived in orbit for 4 days. Oh, and then died when the cabin overheated. But according to other sources, severe overheating and the death of the dog occurred only 5 or 6 hours into the mission.
They crispified the dog. I was right.
Oh my gosh. Why y'all do that to Laker?
I don't know. What kind of dog was it?
Let me see. Soviet space dog. a stray mongrel from the streets of Moscow. She was on the Sputnik 2 back in 57.
I'll just start stuff up there.
Technology to deorbit had not been developed, so she was never expected to survive.
Imagine if they put one of them wiener dogs up there. Hot dog.
But why did, if they didn't think you were going to survive, why did they put you up there? That was not nice.
Because they don't care about unethical practice in 50, whatever you said.
Seven.
Yeah, ethical ain't in the
That's crazy. Well, I learned something new. See, I didn't even know about Leica.
book. Dog.
Yeah. Oh.
Hot
The dog.
dog, hot dog, hot diggity dog.
Hot dog, hot dog, hot diggity dog, hot dog. Anywho,
Rest in peace, liquid.
now we are into our official "You Can't Make This Ish Up" part of the show. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. The jingle goes like this. And you should remember, you can't make this ish up. All right, spirit fingers. Thank you so much. Even though technically I feel like we already got into it when we started talking about fake body parts being thrown on stage and astronauts and dogs, but I digress nonetheless. This foolishness right here. So, an Israeli man and his kids, his two sons, don't want to miss their flight. So they're like, we've got a brilliant move. Let's run on the bridge, the loading bridge, and jump. And so, as you can see in this picture, one dude is hanging from the loading area. So remember when
Ground, but yeah,
you said what?
there's not even that high off the ground,
No, but why did you do it? Like, what was the point though? You thought you was just gonna climb in here, they was gonna open up the little doors for you on the plane and be like, welcome. That's not how that works.
yeah, that's why you gotta be there in time. You can't just John Wick it. You got to.
Oh my gosh. I was like, wait, not because at first I thought it was just a guy. I didn't realize it was the guy. His sons. Like, wait, this was a family affair? Like, one of them fell down off this, so then he was just on the runway.
And imagine if one of the wheels hit you. Like, you're done. That's a wheel. It's a big wheel.
And we, like, I just put up the other day, on my Instagram page. We were by these planes. I would not want to just be running down. Where were you going?
Nowhere. No, they thought maybe if they run fast enough, they might be able to fly with
What
the
have you been watching? Like, seriously, you're not a superhero. Sit down.
Seriously.
Catch the next flight. You know what I mean? Like, this was crazy to me. And
How
we've
important that they needed to do all
Was this the last flight of the
that.
Like, there are no more flights leaving here. So, we apologize. You will not be able to leave now until August because you have missed this flight. Like, when I was listening earlier to this story, I was like, are you kidding me? So then they got arrested.
Well, yeah, I would think so. I would hope so, kind of.
Arrested in Turkey. after they made the attempt. And they're Israeli, so I don't know if they were trying to get back to Israel or what. But I don't even know where do y'all go to jail at now? You're gonna be in Turkey in jail? That doesn't sound fun.
Turkey's nowhere I'd want to be in jail. I got preferences, you know.
Like, I feel like that jail would be, you never know. Well, that was, I think, Germany. Because somebody has some really nice jails. They look more like dorms.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's where I want to be. Just knitting and eating pasta on death row.
Death row? What about?
Yeah, that's what I'm gonna be doing while watching TV with my jail girlies.
Why are you on death row?
I infiltrated a farm and replaced all their pigs with rats, and then people were eating rat meat. I don't know.
What is wrong with you?
Yeah,
I've had an occasional pork chop, and I would like to not be caught up in the midst of some diabolical scheme.
that's why I got death row from poisoning people with rat meat. You told me why. You said why. I had to come up with something.
you
I
make
didn't.
did you make money? Like, what you do with the pigs?
I put them on, like, you know, those like competitions for animals, for the prettiest animal. I put them in the competition and I got a bunch of money because I had some really pretty pigs.
Okay, pretty pigs. Good luck with that. And
I
your
told you.
knitting and pasta on death row in Germany. Yeah, just
I had no clue why. I need to come up with something. And that sounds pretty death sentence to me.
that seems long and dramatic just for a competition with some pigs that you think are cute.
Then I eat them afterwards.
Oh, dang.
So it's trespassing and stealing and poisoning people. And see, there's just so many things there. It just keeps piling up these charges. So I think that story
Charges on
was,
charges on charges.
yeah, so I think that was a pretty good story.
Okay.
Your kid, so you can't judge too much. This came from nowhere. This kid.
I could definitely put this all on your dad's side. I don't have to have anything to do with this. Like, good luck. You look like them. You know what I mean? So we could just go that you have some things about your personality that just bloom for your father's side.
That's not fair. I gotta be both parents.
No, I gotta start doing applications. Like, so tell me about yourself, sir, before we become involved. I
See, this is what I mean.
What kind of imagination would you say that you have? Do
Killing
you run
pig.
away?
Well,
Does it run wild with you? What do you tell me about yourself, sir? Have to do some check marks off. Tell me, in your spare time, when you're
it's
alone with your thoughts.
too late. It's too late. It's too
Well,
late.
I only put in once. If I ever decided to divulge again, that don't know why you're looking at me like that.
I don't need no more siblings.
First of all, you wanted the sibling before, and you'll be great.
And I regret. No, just kidding. Love y'all.
Whatever. All right.
What? Whatever.
No. No for you. All right. So let's go to our next. You can't make this ish up. So there's the plane with the people. Look at this. Do you see the world's tiniest handbag?
That's a finger bag. That's not even a handbag no more.
That's true. This is a microscopic bag.
What's the point?
I don't know. No. I do not know what the point of that is because obviously you can't put anything in it. So for me, I guess just for somebody to say they have it and they have that level of money to
It
just.
expensive too? Like, I saw the Louis Vuitton on it.
Of course it is. How much do you think this bag sold for?
Like $500.
Well, let me tell you. I'm going to show you this little bag again. Then we're going to do the big numbers. I did it again. I keep forgetting to hit this particular thing. As you know, I didn't used to have to do this. When I was in the studio, where they just did this for me. And then I had to learn how to do some other
Okay.
Okay. Is that what we're doing with this? Now I gotta do all this just because I forgot to hit one button. $63,750 for a little teeny tiny microscopic bag that you'll never ever use.
Is it made out of like the most rarest thing in the world to be that expensive? Like,
It
it looks like
is. It just seems like you could lose this in a matter of seconds.
you spent that much money so it could blow away in the wind.
Yep. For somebody to go ha-choo and just lose the whole thing.
Yeah, like, how do you like, to get a bag like that, to actually spend that much money on a bag, you need to put that in like one of the clearest, most beautiful cases on display somewhere, locked safely. Because why would you spend that much money on that
You
thing?
can see it. You would have to put a microscope up to it for the people to be able to see it, even once you put it and lock it up. Because it's so tiny.
It's a great, it's literally smaller than a grain of rice.
Yeah, basically, almost. I think it's about the same size as maybe a grain of rice. But yeah, no, it's not that much different in size.
And you spent that much money? That's like $10 at most. Okay, that's not $36,000. That's
63.
is, huh?
63. Not 36. 63,750.
Whoever bought that, or whoever is going to buy that, you're
Oh no, they
insane.
purchased it.
Already?
Yes, at an auction.
It really just shows that you can really sell anything, anything, everything.
Anything.
Somebody's gonna buy it for that much money too. Let me just start making microscopic purses. Start selling. What
It's
bag put that
smaller
in?
than it's smaller than a grain of salt and narrow enough to pass through the eye of a needle.
And that's a flex because what? What am I supposed to do with that information? Like, I still can't use it, so who cares? How it's not really even a purse, it's like a toy. It's a
Not even. It measures 657 by 222 by 700 micrometers. It was in on display earlier in Paris, mounted under a microscope. And it says it's the commentary on the impracticality of the ever-shrinking luxury handbag.
I mean, yeah, and then y'all put that giant price tag on it. Like, is it usable? Like, is there a zipper? And,
How could it be usable?
I mean, not you literally usable for a mouse or a fly, rather, or germ. Usable for a germ. Can they unzip and
Pack a germ in it. Is that what you
yeah,
meant?
a little wallet inside of it, you know, little germs carrying bags now.
Yeah,
Because, you know, I mean, I guess they're right. Because you saw Lizzo with that ugly little tiny bag she had that one time.
but not this small. Hey,
I
she could at
know,
least
but
get some lipstick in it.
it's so lipstick.
I mean, this thing here, I mean, like you said, what are you gonna do? Pack it with a germ? Like, what can you do with a bag that's
It's for the germ. We can't even pack it
this?
with the germ. It's too small still.
It is a germ.
That's crazy. I could literally swallow that and not even realize. And that's $63,000
Yes,
US.
please stop skipping past the correct, because that's definitely
3,000.
63.
You could lose that in a matter of seconds, and that $63,000 is
I
never.
just, I said that. I was like, this thing, you could just sneeze good and it could be gone.
Really, like, I could have it right here, right now, if you like.
You're done. Like, seriously, you'll never see the $63,000 handbag again.
It could fall an event. It could literally go anywhere under the sun. It can literally go anywhere. If it can go through a needle, oh, it's
That
gone
means
in.
that if it like falls on a piece of dust, you're done. It's over. It's like, does anybody see a neon
I'm gonna buy it. If I get
dust?
extremely wealthy, I'm gonna buy that from somebody. I'm gonna take it and I'm gonna just go. And they're gonna be so mad. They're gonna be so mad. But that's what you get for purchasing
Okay, so they're not gonna let you touch it. Okay, I think you just
little neon green bag. Y'all couldn't even make it a cute color. That neon green bag.
speaking of the way things look, look at here. Another version of you can't make this ish up.
Right now, oh wait, sorry. Man, these are big clothes.
Because you about to do the wrong thing, what you thought this was.
I want
A nugget. Yeah.
always say I want a nugget, and my dad gives me the 10-piece.
If I was him, I'd keep nine and be like, here you go.
That's so messed up.
You better stop talking about a nugget. Get what you asked for. Let me give it to you. Now, last but not least, we have to look at our, since, like I said, we're talking about looks. We're going to look at our friend. Scooter.
Do I have to look, or is it mandatory that I look? Because I've seen that thing on TikTok already. I need to stop that thing. Look at his tongue. It just looks so stupid. Like, y'all do that on purpose. Y'all make
You,
it hideous on purpose.
I'm telling you, that's the picture of the dog. You see this one too?
Why is it built like that? It just looks so, ooh, I ain't got no hair.
It's got reverse hind legs.
Y'all did this on purpose.
I mean, Scooter did win the competition for the ugliest
His tongue all out, all dry, crusty. He's got that rat tail. Y'all did this on purpose. I wouldn't even touch it. That thing looks like a deflated, rotten gummy bear. I was,
I
and they need to let you go because you look
mean,
about 80, and you in dog years. You look 80. You supposed to die at like 20. You look 80.
just laughing at this tongue action though. Like he really just be sitting there with his tongue to the side.
A dog that couldn't keep its tongue in its mouth, so they had to wet its tongue from time to time because its tongue would dry out because of
Oh
the dog.
no. I would point. You said lick it.
No, they gotta wet
Oh.
it. Ew. Ooh.
That's what I was saying. Ew. But no, so this is Scooter. If y'all haven't seen that he
Y'all
won the
need
championship for the ugliest dog. And yeah.
just built so goofy, like, and why is the hair only at your head
Well,
now? What happened to the rest of you? Aren't
it's
you?
got a little paw hair action and a little bit on the tail, but just his body just looked like,
Juicy and stupid.
yeah, not like a potato that's been overcooked.
That's a burnt potato for sure.
Oh, baby. Well, baby, but he got the award. So, for all those things that may have been said that he doesn't understand because he's a dog, it worked out for him in the
He don't even know. There's not a single thought behind those
end.
crusty eyes. He don't even know that he got an award. He don't know that anything worked out because nothing needs to work out for him. Nothing monumental is happening in his dog's life that he could look at those eyes. Can you really think here that he has a single thought behind those eyes? Is that a wheelchair? Is that a
Yeah,
wheelchair?
I told you he has reverse hind legs.
I know, but I was like, maybe he just walks it out or something.
Nah, Pado.
Yeah, this crusty, musty little dog in his wheelchair. Look at his eyes all glossy. That'd be
The
good.
fact that he still is loved is how you know that it's not about the looks, it's about the
Dude.
personality.
What personality could a dog have so special that you gotta keep it looking like that? Y'all couldn't even shave the rest of the hair off. Y'all have to keep the little
They
scruffies.
gonna let him be him.
But he can't even, he don't even, he can't even comprehend what him being him means.
I'm just saying.
Look at those ears. Why are they so big on his head? What breed of dog?
Stop sharing with you because you just letting Scooter have
I
it.
mean, Scooter,
Disinfect the Scooter.
he got the award. He feeling special?
I
Maybe.
mean, you just said he feels nothing.
Probably not. Not with those eyes and them legs.
So he's a 7-year-old Chinese crested dog.
He's only seven?
Yes.
Looking like that?
But he
Oof.
took home the world's ugliest dog prize. Yeah. And so it's showing their uniqueness.
I want to see the other ugly dogs.
I was trying to find them too. But it's actually hard to locate some of the other contestants.
It's hard to locate the other. That's not funny to me. You said it like they were people.
contest. Let me see. This one was in California. So let's see if I got some images that we can share. Oh, hell no. Oh, nigga. Oh.
It can't be that bad. You covering your nose like you can smell it. What is that bad that you had to do all that? I need to see now, because. He said, started cussing at the dog.
going on here?
I mean, it looked like the other one. Oh. Yeah, that one has had better days. Definitely. Those eyes, that eye, man, that
Let
looks
me tell you, I wouldn't have been able to keep it.
like.
What's going on here?
Oh, I mean, that dog looks fine when his face ain't moving that much.
No, her face,
They usually look like that.
Oh, I guess so. I thought it looked, see, they made it seem like Martha always looked that way.
Yeah, they did her dirty. That's not ugly. It's just a little silly looking. But that other dog with them crusty eyes, that don't even look alive. What is with
This
these?
one looked like he gonna shoot somebody. What did you say? My mama was a cat fool.
He got that blue and red. I don't know.
No, but that she sounded. But no, that wet looking one. That's he just looked funny.
is with these dogs with no fur and then all the fur on their head? Oh, look at it. Meet Mr. Happy Face. Look at his little body. Look at his body. He's built like the other one. How are y'all keeping these dogs?
I don't know, because this is some love that I wouldn't have been able to give you. Yeah, no, I'm sorry. I can't. I'm not. I
Right,
guess
we
I'm too shallow to.
ain't. No, I'm also too. Oh, it's alive. Looks like a taxidermy. Like a taxidermy gone wrong. Look at it smiling. She kissing it. What is she kissing the dog on the cheek at the bottom?
Ew. She is kissing
How could you put your mouth on that thing?
it. I wouldn't be able to do it. I'm sorry, but that dog looked like a demon. I can't get past it.
Its mouth won't close. Like every photo we see of this dog is.
This is a different dog, and look at the what they put on his neck, though. Like, come on.
Why is his tongue out so much? Like, how can you eat? Oh,
Oh,
we need to stop because this can't real tragic.
think we should go.
Yeah, because yeah, it's over. He's
Yeah, let's just move on.
oh, Jesus. Give me
Yeah. Okay. So we're gonna move on.
break. That was a
Oh.
moment. To all y'all ugly dog lovers out there, that's you. And I'm very proud of you, but me? No. Not never gonna happen. Like, even a crusty eye is gonna have me like, You know, the people with the white dogs with the crusty eyes,
Yeah.
like them ugly Shih Tzus.
Yeah, but I just can't.
I can't do it.
That
Like,
one with the wet in the teeth that she was kissing, that one is the one that I was like, that's the one that made me nauseous a little bit. Like,
His mouth was all wide in every photo. Like, okay, close your mouth
it looks
if
scary.
you
It made me nauseous.
can.
What would you like to say before we go?
Keep your ugly dogs away from you. What I want to say. But you can love on them, but I'm not gonna love on them as your dog. That's not lying, so keep that away from me. at all times, no exceptions. I don't care if we sit next to each other on the plane, we need to get off the
Oh no,
plane.
if we on a plane, I gotta switch seats or y'all gonna have me on another flight. Make a decision, because this ain't gonna, oh no, oh
That
no.
the whole ride, like I just
Ain't no service for the dog when I'm sitting next to it looking like that one, the crazy one with the teeth. If you're listening to this and you can't see it, you can always just Google dogs from the ugly dog contest in California and it'll come up with a whole little list for you. Good luck. With that being said, don't forget that you can find the Connect Show on all your major social media outlets.
Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Facebook, kinda, YouTube. Snapchat. I always forget one.
And we're also on Roku on our channel on Roku. We are under the EDN, Empowerment Divas Network. Find us there. So, with that being said, we are starting to look into interviews. Do not worry. I am still looking for our Uncle Nearest whiskey that I'm supposed to be trying, and I'm supposed to be ordering. Or somebody's supposed to be ordering our Creamalicious ice cream for us to taste it here. So we're gonna do that later on because we kind of got jacked up from the trips that we had coming up that had to be redirected because of weather. So we're gonna do those things, but it'll be a little later in July. I am Sapphire. Soft kisses, McLovin.
I'm new.
I'm there.
Why do you keep that the way I say? I'm not as pizzazzy as you.
It's cool. You're new. Anyway, thank you for joining us for another version of the Connect Show, and we look forward to seeing from you, hearing from you, seeing you again. Seeing you again and hearing from you soon. Toodles. That's a serious heart you got going on there. Thank you for sharing the love.